It's another grammar judgment zone today in court, and you are the jury. 222-2899, jerk or justified. Does it drive you nuts? The person who talks in third person.
Stop looking at me.
Well, you don't do it as much as you used to, but you will slip once in a while.
So, it's a, what's the word for it?
Annoying.
It's justified. Crutch. It's justified.
Nails it's also, on a chalkboard.
It's also a character trait. When you refer to yourself in third person, you're known as an illiast. I-L-L-E-I-S-T. An illiast. And there have been many famous illiasts throughout history.
Elitist?
Not elitist. No. An illiast is someone who refers himself to
egotistic?
No. There's no word ego in it. It has nothing to do with ego. It's just a different way of expressing a point that you are making.
All right. We'll see. We'll have the jury decide. You're pretty adamant on thinking that it sounds normal. It hurts my ear. I don't get it. And it could be just me. Hey, listen, the Buzz Listener jury, you guys are the ones that are going to decide. How much does it bother you? Is it jerk or justified? Grammar judgment zone today. The person who speaks in third person.
After losing the New Hampshire primary back in the 90s.
Oh, boy. He did research on today's judgment.
Presidential candidate Bob Dole announced, you're going to see the real Bob Dole out there from now on. The real Bob Dole. He referred to himself as Bob Dole.
I don't know if pulling from a politician is really going to help your case.
Okay.
I don't think we want to be like politicians at all.
Famous Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson took the art of base stealing and illiasm to another level. He left a voicemail for his general manager saying, Kevin, this is Ricky calling on behalf of Ricky. That got famous.
Okay.
Elmo speaks in third person from Sesame Street.
All right. I don't know if you're helping your case here with all of your examples, but that's fine if you want to present that evidence to court.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Can you smell what The Rock's cooking?
I still think it's annoying.
All right. Shall we travel over to the jury this morning on the Judgment Zone? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it jerk or justified to speak in third person?
It doesn't have to be, but it's definitely justified. Sorry, Sandy.
All right. If you guys vote this to be completely justified, then for the rest of the day, I, Sandy, will speak in third person.
That's a great idea.
See how stupid that sounds?
222-2899.
Totally justified because Jennifer talks in third person all the time, and Jennifer loves it.
Do you hear how weird that sounds? No?
There's certain times when you need to speak in third person to get a point across. Yes. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Jennifer, I'll mark you down as justified.
Call her Jennifer Justified. Thank you.
Jennifer, thanks you.
Kind of like Montreal steak seasoning. The third person should be used sparingly. Can't put a lot on because it's too
much. Well, now, hold on. The case is to talk in third person or not. So once you give the go-ahead, Buzz listeners, this is the severity of your verdict here. Once you give the go-ahead, then it's going to be a free-for-all. You're opening up a Pandora's box of people talking in third person.
That's fine. People who agree with Spisano think that it's justified.
Ridiculous. You sound.
Is it jerk or justified?
Why do you have to say your name? I know your name. Why do you have to remind me that you are... Like, as if you didn't say your name, I would have no idea who you're talking about.
To get a point across is sometimes needed, like I've said. It's like,
no, I don't know. I can't think of a scenario where you won't be able to get your point across as clear if you didn't talk in third person. I cannot come up with a scenario.
It is the most committing of a statement. When you put that on there, when you put your name in there,
yeah,
it is the ultimate commitment to whatever you're saying.
Yeah, to yourself. It's like an ego thing.
No, you're committing it to the person listening.
222-2899. You decide the verdict to speak in third person, jerk or justified.
Justified.
Are you really? Now, I thought you often show up to court, and we appreciate that. And I thought you sounded like a normal person. Now, I don't know.
I have no words.
It takes all types.
It takes all types, yeah, I guess.
Thanks, man. Hi, the boys. Good morning. Is it Jerk or Justified?
That's Justified. Sandy, get ready for nails on the chalkboard, because you know what? It ain't no skin off my back.
So when you say now Justified, you all have to say it in third person, okay? So,
well, Raymond says that Raymond doesn't care if it's what you do.
See? Doesn't that even feel weird?
Not at all. Some people just communicate that way.
I think it's just an ego thing. Maybe I can't get over the ego. Like, Sandy is hungry. Ooh, Sandy's tummy is growling. That sounds so stupid.
You're describing what you are. You're describing what you are with the emphasis that it's Sandy, even though it's yourself saying it. So what's the problem?
It can be done in jest. Third person can be done in jest. It could be like, Scott's not feeling very well today. And it's fine. Like, whatever.
Just sound like a 3-year-old.
Okay, 3-year-old. Well, this is how we learned how to speak.
All right.
Thank you. Is it Jerk or Justified? Third person's on the grammar docket here today on the Judgment Zone. What do you think? Is it Jerk or Justified?
Ashley says, Ashley thinks you sound like a jerk if you speak. Hello!
Oh, look at the little mooch.
Thanks.
So wait, are we having two jerks?
Owen, do you think it's Jerk or Justified?
Five.
Oh.
Oh, she said Justified.
She said maybe Justified.
Okay, we have a split one. I love
one
it. Thank you.
Jerk, one Justified. You got it.
Thanks. 222 Buzz. Hi, the Buzz. Was it Jerk or Justified to speak in third person sometimes?
Well, Greg says it worked for Elmo, so if it worked for Elmo, Greg says it's okay.
Okay, you want to be like Elmo? Do you know the guy who did the voice for Elmo is a creep? Do you want to be like?
What?
Yeah, didn't he get in trouble for being a creep or something?
I thought it was Barney. The guy was Barney.
No, it was Elmo.
No, really?
I think. Now I don't know. Let's just.
It was the original voice, I think.
Yeah, it was creepy, right?
Oh my
Anyhow, I didn't catch your name. What's your name again?
Greg
votes Justified. Scott likes it. Hi, DeBuzz. Jerk or Justified?
Michelle thinks it's a jerk move.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. How about the normal people just say, I think it's a jerk? And then the wackadoos, freaks.
A moron I sound like when I talk like that.
I know, right?
Thanks.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks. Hi, DeBuzz. This is a Jerk or Justified.
Henry says...
Hello, Henry.
Oh, God.
Henry says, this is Justified. Henry just wants to hear Sandy talk in third person for the rest of the day. Thank you, Sandy.
Oh, God, Henry. Goodbye.
The verdict is justified to speak in third person.
Sandy is not happy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.